Earlier this week, Venancio Mondlane, leader of the opposition Podemos Party, called for even more protests over the October election result. Police have used brutal force to crack down on thousands of his supporters who've taken to the streets since the announcement in favour of election winner Daniel Chapo. Here's analyst Willem Els of the Institute for Security Studies.
Mondlane had to flee Mozambique. He's somewhere in a neighbouring country, and we suspect that he's in South Africa, because his life is severely in danger.
Els describes some of the damage done by pro-Mondlane demonstrators at the border post a week ago. It has since been closed intermittently.
They burned down the border post as well as immigration, everything on the Rosana Garcia site at the Lubombo border post with South Africa. They then kept about 1,000 trucks that were at Mile 4, where they had to clear customs at ransom. And what happened then is they looted some of these trucks, but they also burned down at least one of the trucks.
South Africa's Commissioner of the Border Management Authority, Michael Masiapato, issued a statement Thursday morning.
We have resumed operations, especially the processing of cargo to the Mozambican side, after they had confirmed to us that the situation had stabilized and therefore the corridor is ready to receive the export cargo from the South African side into Maputo.
Masiapato confirmed that they are also processing people at the border.
But the majority of the people we are processing are Mozambicans that are returning back to their country, as well as South Africans that are returning back to South Africa. On that basis, we would like to still discourage South Africans from going into Mozambique for holiday purposes, primarily because the situation still remains volatile.
Cross-border analyst Cage Barnett, who is an affiliate of the Southern Africa Association of Freight Forwarders, says the unrest is costing the region millions.
South Africa is one of the main producers of chrome in the world. So there is a huge amount of ore that goes along that corridor, as well as mining equipment, there's food, fuel.
He says they've been told that the military has been placed along the route, but he says truck drivers are nervous.
The last thing you want is to be facing a protesting crowd that could potentially not only cause damage to your vehicle, but also yourself.
Regional leaders of the Southern African Development Community, who have been criticised for taking too long to respond to the crisis, are slated to meet in Harare November 16th through 20th in an extraordinary session to discuss possible solutions. The regional bloc may decide to deploy its panel of elders, comprising former heads of state, to mediate between the government, opposition and all other stakeholders. Vicky Stark, VOA News, Cape Town, South Africa.